Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, I want to say it is time for the citizenship test.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!
We finally made it back. Okay. Finally made it back. And we're going to, everybody who wants to become a citizen, which I think everybody needs this test. I mean, we're learning as we go, but we're getting back reacquainted with the original tent of the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And you have 100 questions you have to answer. And to help us out to see what it's like, John and Pat has volunteered to be humiliated across the nations to be able to answer these questions. They have not looked. They have not looked at the answers.
Nope.
I don't know how John knew that it was multiple choice, but that's just between him and God and the throne of God. And I'll stop. What that means?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm guilty as charged.
That's like Pat's what?
What?
Oh, stop. Isn't that the bank bag, the robbery bank bag? Anyway, so we got 5 questions here, and we're taking them 5 at a time. And what way it works is, you know, when you're ready to give your answer, you'll get time to think. When you get time to think about it, you'll hear. And that gives you time to think. But when you're ready to get the answer, you have to let me know that's your final answer. And at that particular point, we'll listen to what your answer is. And of course, if you get it right, you know, we will all celebrate. We will celebrate with you. Oh, there you go. And if you get it wrong, you will hear. The whole world will hear. So here we are.
No pressure. Get them right now.
No pressure at all.
You either.
The very first question today on the U.S. citizenship test goes to Pat. And it's actually question 41, but it's 5 today. So this is the first of the 5 today. Under our Constitution, some powers belong to the federal government. What is one power that belongs to the federal government? Read that again. Under our Constitution, some powers belong to the federal government. What is one of those powers that belongs to the federal government? Okay, here's the question. He's ready. The question is, under our Constitution, some powers, you're going to be surprised how limited these are.
Yeah, right.
Some powers belong to the federal government. And all you have to do, Pat, all you have to do is say, what is one of those powers that belong to the federal government?
B. No, I'm kidding.
What was that joke? That was an attempt to be funny.
Was it?
Yeah, apparently it didn't work. Would that be martial law?
How about for steal? I get work on being.
All right,
safe.
You want to steal? Go ahead, steal.
Raise taxes? I guess
yeah, they're actually doing it, right?
They're doing it.
Well, this is what the test says. There's four. They can only do 4 things. Provide health care.
Provide health care.
That's not it. To print money.
Hmm.
To declare war. To create an army. And to make treaties. Isn't that amazing?
Mm. All right.
I think they've actually created a few more liberties. You know.
Wow, it's amazing.
You know, by the way, in April the 2nd, 1917, is when President Woodrow Wilson asked Congress to declare war on Germany. April the 2nd, 2017. Okay, next one. We're going to go to the next one. They're doing a lot more today than they were.
Yeah.
1917.
More. Yeah. Well, yeah, well, they're doing a lot more than four things. It's like, come on.
Yeah, right.
You know, to print money means, they are printing money. They are.
They're cranking out some bills.
As a matter of fact, they have the fastest printing machine in the West, and it's just printing money so fast that the money in our account is just like dwindling. And its value. To declare war, we don't call it war anymore. We just call it like we're having a little disturbances.
Conflict.
And really, you shouldn't do that. You should just either it's war or it's not.
That's
to create an army and to make treaties. Okay, John. John, here is your question on the U.S. citizenship test. And, of course, we don't want you to have to self-deport.
Mm-hmm.
But here it is. Number two for today. Under our Constitution, some powers belong to the states. What is one power of the states? Under the Constitution, some powers belong to the states. What is one power of the states? By the way, don't use Mayor Bloomberg as a guide. Okay, here's the question. Here's the question that's for you, John. Under our Constitution, some powers belong to the states. What is one of the states' powers? The thinking part was over.
Oh, come on.
Ready? Okay, here it is.
I'm gonna shoot out here on the left here.
Is that saying you're going to fail before you start?
Probably.
Man of faith.
Soften the blow here. Can they create their own, like, a state militia, like a National Guard?
Of course, this is what's in the what says the Constitution. Here it is. Here's the answer. The answer is the state. Let me read the question one more time so we have the context. Under our Constitution, so that's what kind of helps you understand the question, is that this is what's written in the Constitution. Some powers belong to the states. What are one of those powers? Well, I'll tell you what's written in there. Provide schooling and education, which makes you wonder, why is the National Education Association in existence? Because that is a state. The Constitution says that is a state.
Mm.
That is a state power. Mm. Another one is to, this could be it. It's not a militia, but provide protection, which would be police, which is okay. Law enforcement. Provide safety, such as like the fire department and things mm-hmm. such as that. Give driver's license.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And approve zoning and land use. Zoning and land use. I think our federal government is even getting involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to get back to the original intent. Oh, my goodness. This is very helpful. We're really finding out how far off Congress, the executive, the judiciary, and the legislative branch is off the original intent. Okay, wow. John, here's the next question.
What?
A little humor. Okay, Pat.
I'm paying attention here.
You sure were. You look straight up.
I saw those eyebrows.
I know, right up under his hat. Okay, next question. Pat, here goes. What is, this is from the test for citizenship to America. What is the governor, what is the governor? I don't know what he is. No. Who is the governor of your state? All right, got it. The question is, who is the governor of your state?
That would be Rick Scott.
Yeah, actually, Rick Scott. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I just saw a picture of his wife Tracy
mm-hmm.
With the governor when he stopped by to see where she works at, and mm-hmm. she spent some time shaking his hand and meeting him. I got a chance to meet him when he was running for governor.
Mm-hmm.
Right, there's just hair gets in his eyes.
Yeah, yeah, kind of shaggy.
That's Florida, obviously. How about Jersey? I think we know who the Jersey is, right? He's the one that hugged the president into office, gave him a big hug and a big kiss, and got him 4 more years.
we know who he is. Well, he's gearing up for 2016. Chris Christie.
Is he really?
Oh. Okay, probably. Next question, John. Here's a question. What is the capital of your state? Great. That's quick. Wow. What is the capital of your state? Which is
Trenton, New Jersey.
All right. Woo! Very good. Trenton, New Jersey. I guess we can go ahead and ask.
That would be Tallahassee, Florida.
Tallahassee, Florida. Tallahassee.
Oh, wow. That was quick. You saw that.
Yeah, that is the city and the place of my birth.
Yeah.
In Leon
Amazing.
County, Tallahassee, Florida. Okay, here we are. This is the last question. We're moving right along. John, what are the two major political parties in the.
Two more.
Oh, two more. Very good. Pat. John. Another surprise. John, what are the two major eras? No, what are the two major political parties?
Oh, actually, it is mine.
Is it? Chain.
Wait, oh, Chris is messing me
goodness.
Up over there.
Get
Pat.
Together.
Pat.
What was the last question? Governor?
Yes.
Capital of your state.
Was me.
The capital of your state.
That
no,
was.
You just asked for a second. He did
oh, that's
turn,
right.
Right.
Threw me off.
Man, he's like, he got up early or something today.
No, it was mine. I asked Rick
we
Scott.
Have to, this,
just, we got to right. follow us.
Okay.
Follow
all right,
us.
All right.
What,
follow
the capital, us. What is the capital of your state? Was the
just,
last question.
That was
yeah, it was Trenton. It was Trenton, New Jersey.
All right. All right. Well, moving on.
Since we knew you knew it, we let you say what yours was. He's taking his coat off. He's getting hot. Okay.
Temperature's rising.
Pat, here you go. You can tell his ears are red. No, actually, they're black. Okay, there you go.
And his
red.
Nose is twinkling.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. It's amazing. Okay, here you go. What are the two major political parties in the United States, Pat? What are the two major political parties in the United States? Okay, here he is. Your final answer, right?
Yeah.
What are the two major political parties in the United States?
That would be Republicans and Democrats.
Yay! What is the logo or the emblem or they put out for each party?
An elephant and a donkey.
Which one's which?
Elephants, the Republicans. Mm-hmm. Donkeys are the Democrats.
Right. The
is that right?
Yeah. The yeah. But you know, we don't have to have just two political parties, and I really believe this is what's going to turn America around after we turn back to God. Is when we realize that we can have like the Labor Party, we can have the Conservative Party, we can have different parties. And I believe it was the first president of the United States, I believe, that said the two-party system will destroy this country. Because you can't fit everything into two parties.
You're right.
And what happens is you have two parties heading in a direction and they find out when they're running for office, we got to start sucking in some new ideas, we got to take in those ideas. We can't, you know, it's like, no, what did you stand for when you began and why did you change? Because there's only a two-party system right now. We need several parties. And you'll find out it's going to be more appropriate for the country, I believe. Personally, I believe. There's a new party. Actually, it's been prophesied.
Mm-hmm.
I believe by Rick Joyner of Morningstar, the new political party will begin to develop and form. And I believe it's just going to be a founding father, conservative, Jesus is Lord party. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's just who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And that that will be easy for people to be able to make a decision. Oh, my that. Goodness, we've come to an end. Oh, my goodness. Well, we'll be right back. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.